Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. We're going to visit with Kathy Maryhart, Big Stone Arts Council, Big Stone Art Crawl happening this Saturday up in Ortonville, and Kathy's here to tell us all about it. And well, how many years have you been doing this, Kathy?
Well, actually, this is the second annual Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl.
Okay, awesome. And last year went pretty well?
Yes, we had over 400 people, and they came as far south as Sioux Falls, and they came up as far north as Fargo.
Oh, that's exciting.
And quite a few people from Brookings and Watertown and Wilmer.
Okay.
So, a real nice turnout last year.
All right, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the Art Crawl is and the vendors and when it is.
Yeah, well, I would like to invite everyone to the second annual Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl. It will be Saturday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Art Crawl is presented by the Big Stone Arts Council. The Art Crawl will take place downtown Ortonville, and it will encompass the three main blocks. So if you're downtown Ortonville and you know where Lingonberry's is, in kind of the center block, there'll be that block, including the block to the north and the block to the south. And so you'll find artists throughout the area, including in the Ortonville Community Center. There will be four artists located there. But in the buildings, we'll have on the front in the glass windows, there will be a little sign saying that there's artists located in that building. And you'll also be given a map to show you where the artists are located.
Okay. Yeah, I know you have the smallest art gallery there on Main Street, Ortonville. And it is the smallest art gallery.
It is.
It's an awesome place.
Well, thank you very much.
And what will you have at the smallest art gallery for display this year?
Well, I'll have my art there, and I'm kind of a mixed media artist, so I have a number of different mediums that you'll see there. And I also have a visiting artist by the name of Barbara Hoffman, who is driving in from Michigan, because she has an artist reception on Monday, but she's coming a couple days early so that she can be demonstrating her process of cold wax art, because she's going to be teaching a class.
Cold wax art. What's that involve, Kathy?
Well, it's different resins that are used along with acrylic or oil paint. And so she's going to be talking about her process.
Okay.
But there's a lot of artists that will be showing and selling their art and some demonstrating. And I think a couple might be having some activities where people can experience an art process.
Okay. So you have some examples of some other artists that are around you or that you know off the top of your head?
Yeah. Actually, there's 25 artists, and if I would love to talk about each one, if that...
Yep, go ahead, yep.
Okay, our first artist is Carol Thompson, and she's a graphic artist, and she is able to burn into wood and mark on glass. It's quite lovely. So she'll be one of the artists, and she's right next door to me to the south. Then there's Kathy Mueller, and she's a watercolor artist along with oil, pen, and ink. Then Dean Lockwood, he's a jewelry, he makes jewelry from vintage silverware, and it's like rings and pendants. And Don Sherman, he'll be making paper, painting, drawing, and sculpturing. And Don Sherman will also have a setup that people can come in and use native plants to make paper. So that would be a fun place to stop and have an opportunity to make paper. Early Sis is a fiber artist, and she does a lot of sewing, which she makes handbags, and she does sculptures on fabric and different types of fibers, and she'll also have spirit dolls. Greg Lockwood has photography, and he has gone on photographic safaris in Africa and has taken a lot of pictures. Jason Frank is also a photographer and has exquisite pictures. Jean Minden is a traditional silversmith, and her art, her jewelry is the quality you would find in a jewelry store. It's quite beautiful. Jerry Ritter is a wood burner, and he carves or burns wood and puts beautiful patterns on wood. It's quite lovely. And John White, he's rather a popular artist in the area. He takes pictures of our prairie of plants and animals. They're quite exquisite. And Chris Miniman does beautiful pen and ink. And we have Chuck Braun, and he's a metal artist. He will actually be located outside. We have buildings in Ortonville, and there's some areas where there aren't any buildings, and it's a nice patch of plantings. And so he'll be located in one of those areas. Mark Musfeld is a potter, and he's coming into Orton from northern Minnesota. Marlis Thompson is also a photographer, and she does beautiful photography. Misty Barber is a paper artist and jewelry designer. And there's Melissa O'Farrell, and this Melissa O'Farrell is a jewelry artist. She takes rocks or pebbles from Big Stone Lake and turns them into pendants and necklaces, and they're quite beautiful. Michael Larson is an author, and he will have his books for sale. Patty Holquist is a watercolorist and acrylic painter, and she does beautiful birds. Richard Kongstead is an acrylic painter, and he's actually moved to Ortonville from Minneapolis. And his paintings are of the prairie and landscapes, and they're exquisite. Sandra Hansen is an author and puppeteer. Her books are sold all over the world, and she has lovely books. Susan Lockwood is a mixed media artist and jewelry maker, and she will have a lot of her items on display. Tessie Smith is a fiber artist and weaver, and she has a shop downtown next to the florist shop. And Vicki Riddell is from Wheaton, and she's an encaustic artist, and her art has been shown all over the United States. She's had a number of shows.
Good.
So, and then we have one more artist who just got involved with the art crawl, Claudia Sellen, and she's an author who has written a book about growing up in Ortonville.
Mm. Wow. That's a lot of vendors, and that sounds so much fun and to be there. And that's this Saturday, right, Kathy?
That's right. It's this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. There, and where are most of the vendors going to be located at, did you say?
Well, they're going to be in the 3 blocks radius of downtown Ortonville, and there will be 1 to 2 artists in each building, and you'll see a sign on the glass by in front of the building, and it'll let you know if there's an artist in there. There will also be 4 artists in the Ortonville Community Center, and those 4 people are Vicki Riddell, Mark Musfeld, Gene Minden, and John White.
Okay.
So there'll be 4 people up in the community center.
All right, real good, Kathy. Well, thanks for telling us who's all going to be there, and best of luck in the second annual Big Stone Arts Crawl this Saturday from 9 to what?
9 to 5.
9 to 5, so most of the day there on Saturday. It looks like it'll be a beautiful day, too.
It does. We're real excited for Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Kathy.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. Really appreciated having the opportunity to talk to you about the art crawl.